Leo Frank Georgia Supreme Court Appeals Records, 1913, 1914. Page 1623, visible translated text is as follows. True. I did not tell them that I was working for Burke, but merely talked it over with them. One day, Burke wanted me to see Montine Stover and talk to her and see if I couldn't get her to change her evidence, given on the stand. I did not go to Montine Stover. One day, Burke told me that he was coming out to my house and going to see my mother and tell her that I was going off with him to work on a streetcar case, and that he wanted me to go down and live in the house with Montine Stover and pick her. Burke did come out to my house and saw my mother and tried to get my mother to let me go off to work on the streetcar case. My mother refused to let me go do it and would not let me go back and work for Burke anymore. I met Burke and had my talks with him in the private office of Governor M. Slayton, in the office of Rosser, Brandon, Slayton, and Phillips. One day, I asked Carrie Smith, a friend of mine, to meet me up at Governor Slayton's office in the Grant Building. That afternoon, however, I failed to go back to the office because it was raining. Next day, when I saw Burke, he said, "I had the best luck yesterday you ever saw. I got Carrie Smith where I want her." I asked Burke after I had seen Carrie Smith, and she had told me what had happened, if he had a man by the name of Maddox working for him, and Burke said no, and that he didn't know anybody by the name of Maddox. Carrie Smith had told me that she saw this man Maddox in the office at the time she saw Burke, and the Maddox had been to her representing himself to be a magazine man, wanting to write an article about the Frank case. Burke told me if Carrie didn't give what evidence he wanted, that he had a friend in an assignation house that knew Carrie, and that Carrie came down to this house lots of times, and she always called him up every time Carrie was down there and notified him and said that if Carrie didn't give the evidence he wanted when this girl called up next time, he would go down there. I asked Carrie about this, and she said she did not know anybody by the name of Langley, the man Burke said was meeting her at that place, and she did not know anything about any such house. I have known Carrie Smith since she was a baby. We were little girls together. Her reputation is of the very best. She was never guilty of any such thing as Burke suggested, and I knew it. I did not tell Burke anything, but I just listened to what Burke had to say. During the time I was